It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Cool Beans Coffee House in La Crosse, Kickaboo Coffee, teas, baked goods, and more. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
It is Saturday, race fans, a day away from a day a lot of people want to happen. That would be La Crosse Speedway's Crossbuster tomorrow. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. Along with me is Paul Reichert and Billy Knock Niles, the trio, as a part of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. You know, one of our guests in the program today, Billy Knock Niles, was the first documented driver to put down laps at the Speedway. We're not going to tell folks who it is yet. When I saw that video, I almost cried.
He's the only documented driver right now, as far as I know. But
well, except for Dave Nelke and the Bobcat.
Well, you and I cried because number one, you know, we couldn't, you know, be there. At, you missed the smell of the race fuel, yes, the burning rubber, and you just want to be there and to see that happening. It's just, and I was at work watching this.
I was sitting at my desk across the hall from the studio, going,
just brought a tear to my eye. Paul was probably sleeping through it because he had to work that night.
Yeah, exactly.
we are coming up that close, but that's not going to be the case for some other racetracks, which we're going to tell you about here in the first segment of today's program, which is being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse. Man, I felt bad for Big Boar last week. I drove them past their north side La Crosse location after the big snow hit. There was nobody out there, not even a tent. Well, that was unreal.
Yeah, I can't wait till they put a permanent spot, a permanent restaurant there. I mean, the Big Boar is just so delicious. You know, and they got three spots now. You got West Salem, the original. You got that nice restaurant downtown. Of course, you got the portable set up on the north side of La Crosse. God, that is good stuff.
Also brought to you by the Toma Sparta Speedway. They're going to be racing a week from next Sunday, the 29th, on Highway 21 in Toma, then changing over to the Friday night program on May 11th. Also brought to you by Dean Satellite and the Security and the Team Dean segment. FansArena.com, official clothing supplier of both the radio and TV shows. Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. Stop by the Loop after the races. Cool Beans Coffee House in La Crosse. They've got Kickapoo Coffee, teas, baked goods, and more in La Crosse. We need to stop by there as a trio. And you guys need to introduce yourself to the Millers. We need to bring Jesse. Jesse's a coffee drinker. Have you been to Cool Beans, by the way, yet?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Good.
They have a lot of variety.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a good dark coffee, you know, with no cream, nothing like that. But it doesn't have a horsey bite to it like some dark coffees do.
And they got a great location because they're just off campus here in La Crosse. You got all those college kids who need that jolt before they go to class.
And when those college kids go home, we want the race fans to go out there and get a jolt before they hit the La Crosse Speedway.
Definitely.
Again, that's they're at the corner of La Crosse and I always forget.
West Avenue.
West.
West, because don't they call it something?
It changes
from Lang Drive to West
Lang
Avenue.
Lang Drive, yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I always get Lang and West confused for some reason.
Now that the geography lesson is over.
All right, so the latest on the Toma Sparta Speedway, Greg Oliver and I have not been happy campers. The drivers have not been happy campers because of Mother Nature as well. They want to buy some darn tires. Greg Oliver is pushing the tire buyback to today. It started at 10 this morning, goes on till 2 this afternoon. Todd has also canceled today's test and tune. Obviously, with the snow, rain, and ice we've had, the pit area is not going to be dried out today. Their pits are very unlike the La Crosse Speedway.
Yeah, they don't have the asphalt and the concrete down like La Crosse does. A little sloppy down there, so you know, I applaud Greg. You know, you don't want to get people stuck, you know, just for a meaningless practice. So take your time, get it right, and there'll be more time to do it.
Now the forecast is looking better for a test and tune on Wednesday, April 25th, and Todd Oliver planning one for that date, another for Saturday, April 28th. We really need to get some sunny days and some breezy days to get that track dried out. Ted Oliver will be at the track today for anyone that wants to come help Greg Oliver get the facility cleaned up and some repairs done. I'm going to be up on the tower getting the sound system together for him. The sound system in the pit areas, we're going to be working on that as well. But he does apologize for the delays. Spring Fever season opener, April 29th. You know, I really feel bad. I mean, a lot of tracks are going through this right now, Paul and Doc. But here's a guy that has never ran a racetrack before that wants to get it going right now, and Mother Nature's pulling him by his backstraps.
I feel bad you think you're announcing a race and calling him by his brother's name, but...
See, now, why would you say that? That's so unprofessional. Nobody else realized it. I was apologizing to Greg, and you just ruined a great moment. That's why Doc is here.
I am here to point out the obvious. I am Captain Obvious, but yeah.
Now I need to take a stab back, because Doc's radio etiquette right there was as good as his racing was.
Ooh.
Again, Greg apologizes to not only his Speedway sponsors, his drivers. There's drivers that have been wanting to get tires for 2 weeks now, but Dave, their tire guy, he comes up from Stoughton. You can't expect a guy to drive that far through the muck and the slush.
No, they had planted earlier in the week, and, you know, the snowstorm came through. So, you know, once again, err on the side of caution. You've got time. I mean, this is not going to last. We've got time. The weather's going to break. It's going to get nice. Things are going to dry up. We're going to have a lot of racing this summer to talk about.
How about this? After last weekend's postponement and with no viable option in sight for a reschedule, the 2018 Spring Classic at Rockford was officially canceled. Third time in 41 years, 2014 and 2009, bagged by subweather conditions. What a streak that is. Three times in 41 years.
Well, just to get to 2009 before you had the first cancellation was pretty cool. And the history behind that race, I mean, you know, all the people have won that race before, from Shear to Trickle to Carlson, you know, and now it's a Big 8 event. You got Builder back X-Driver, John.
John Reynolds.
John Reynolds Jr.
You know, talking about the Big 8, this is just the fifth time since 2004 out of 107 events that a Big 8 late model race series has been canceled.
Yep.
And now this just becomes a seven-race chase. And their opener now will be at the Clash of the Downs 4, Hawkeye Downs, on June 1st.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. They've had a good show there the 3 years they've been doing this. So now with it being the season opener, wow, it's going to be even better.
Rockford Speedway is set to finally open its gates for its 71st season. Well, that's going to be tonight with the season opener. For more information on the Big 8 Late Model Series, it's big8series.com, rockfordspeedway.com. What a streak that is. You know, Chuck Deary's had to struggle with this here at the La Crosse Speedway over the past 5 or 6 years. That's where we started, you know, scheduling a race and taking some weekends off, because their history has shown them we've had rainouts. But Rockford Speedway, what a streak of luck that's been.
Yeah, well, it's Rockford Speedway. They get better weather down there than we do. Let's just face it. You know, they're 3.5 hours south of us. They don't, you know, they melt faster. They get warmer weather quicker than we do. And, you know, it's actually a pretty cool facility to go to. So
well, I think it's if you get a chance Mother to drive Nature's down, a Bears fan.
If you get a chance, if they don't cancel, if you get a chance to drive down tonight, check out the recent races at Rockford.
Coming up, this is Championship Show Saturday. Three champions from last year at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Coming up, Sportsman Champ Randy Humfeld, Late Model Champ Nick Panitsky, and Minivan Champ Matt Moore. We are just getting started. Paul Reichert, Billy Knock Downs, and myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker. Thanks for joining us on 1460 WBUG, the home of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesday's tacos are just a dollar. Wednesday's wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursday's burgers are just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon
with the best Bloody Marys in town.
Don't miss happy hour all day Friday and Sunday. Half-price drinks all day. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
We want movies!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV.
I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean's Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Your home for the best and latest in short track racing news is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. Just getting started on this Saturday. I'm Radio Man Dan Dykel. I'm with Billy Doc Niles and Paul Reichert, the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. It is Championship Saturday. We're pulling in a lot of the 2017 Lacrosse Speedway champions into today's program and next week's program. Our next guest thrilled the Lacrosse Speedway. I think thrilled is an understatement of an adjective. Nobody knew what Nick Panitsky was going to bring to the La Crosse Speedway. Nobody knew that he was going to win a championship at the La Crosse Speedway. Nobody knew he was going to run every single weekend at the La Crosse Speedway.
He didn't even know that.
Nick Panitsky, the Mountain Dew man, joining us on 1460 WBOG. Nick, how are you, my friend?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Doing good. Hey, you looked awfully dazzy, snappy at the NASCAR banquet this past winter.
Yeah, well, we only get dressed up every once in a while, and when we do, we try to go for it.
Oh, him and Morgan. Morgan was sending me pictures. Matter of fact, I think Jacob Gady's wife sent me that picture so I could get a poster real quick. Hey, how was that feeling? Was that the first time you'd ever been to a NASCAR banquet?
Yeah, to be honest with you, my father-in-law always talked about them because he went to quite a few of them. And, you know, everybody said it was a pretty cool deal, and we were pretty excited going into it. And, yeah, it was definitely impressive. It really put in perspective what your season was like and, you know, what you're there to do.
You know, I think we asked this question, too. We had you on the show late last year just to refresh some people's minds. Was it you or Jacob Gady that really didn't realize you were in the running for the national championship till towards the end of the year?
It was actually me and Jacob Gady actually told me about it. He said, hey, this you know, this NASCAR Whelen point system, this is the way it works, and this is what's up, and this is where you're stacked up. And I don't know, you know, I kind of noticed then and said, you know, that sounds like a pretty cool deal. And then we started really focusing our efforts on trying to hit as much NASCAR racing, weekly racing as we could, and ended up eighth. We didn't quite finish out like we had wanted. Actually, at my track, at a track 10 minutes from my house, we didn't run very well at. So we ended up eighth. We got up to like third or fourth, and
yeah,
still very happy with the way it turned out and happy with the way the season turned out.
Well, Nick, you and I had a conversation at the beginning of the year last year, and number one, it was cool to see you pull in the first few weeks and actually race with the lacrosse guys here. But when you and I talked, you said you didn't know how many weeks you could make it. Tell us about how the season unfolded, which led to you running every week.
Well, I mean, realistically, you know, I showed up to the first one knowing that that's, you know, if we wanted to do any racing at all, you had to show up to the first one just to be in the tire loop and in the program. And so we showed up to the first one and thought it was a good time and came back for the second one and started running well. And it kind of started paying for, you know, helping pay the way to the track, you know, the winnings. And then towards the middle of the season, we picked up a local sponsor at Gillette Pepsi, Mountain Dew Kickstart, and along with them, Cooley Region Diesel Repair. And from there, we just pretty much secured our way to the rest of the season. And, it, you know, without their help, it still would have been a toss-up whether we would have came to the last you know, last part of the season. So they really helped. It was a really team effort to get to all of them, that's for sure.
Lacrosse late model champion Nick Panitsky joining us on the race report here today. Nick, you were probably one of the most underfunded late model teams we saw at the Speedway last year, but more importantly, you were one of the most understaffed late model teams. If you look at the teams like Steve Carlson and Mike Carlson and Cole Howell, and you're looking at 5, 6, 7 drivers, and they're all helping each other out, and then you turn around the corner, there's you and your wife Morgan, and that was pretty much it.
Right, yeah. A really skeleton crew, but to be honest with you, I wouldn't trade them for the NASCAR pit crew. I mean, really, yeah, we know exactly what we want to do. We're all three of us are in the loop of what needs to be done, and we all have our certain jobs. And there was a couple times this season that I really got to give credit to some of my neighbor guys too. Some of the 22 Thunder Car guys came over and helped when we needed help. You know, when we got in a bind, and we made things work. And me and my wife and my father-in-law, you know, we all grew up around racing, and we all understand what needs to be done. So our crew is perfect, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and Nick, I remember the championship battle you had with Steve Carlson last year. It kind of reminded me of when you were battling Dalton Zier for the Tundra Championship, actually 5 years ago, back in 2013. Can we compare the championships when you were running in Tundra versus running at Lacrosse last year? Were they similar? How did they go for you?
It's really hard to compare. You know, the Tundra season was 5 races long. You know, it was over the course of 5 different tracks where, you know, Lacrosse is just, in general, is just my favorite track to be racing on, period. And, you know, it's a full season of grinding, you know, heat races, qualifying, feature, just a full season and a lot more work and a lot more effort went into making sure we were perfect every week. And I don't know, it's honestly really not apples to apples, but you know, each one meant a lot. And you know, this past season, just being able to race with guys like you know, Steve Carlson is just you know, I had a chance to grow up racing late models at the perfect time, really, as a kid. You know, when I was growing up racing the tour, it was Steve Carlson, Dan Fredrickson, Tim Schindel, Nathan Hasley, Chris Wimmer, you know, all the greats.
Oh yeah,
all the greats of my time. So I really got to learn a lot, and you know, I got my butt whipped plenty of times by Steve Carlson for many years.
Oh, we all have, buddy. We all have.
It felt really good to come back and really give it a solid effort, and you know, race against some of the best and be able to race with them. You know, years back, you know, I might not have been doing too much racing. I was probably in their way more than not. So, so it felt really good. It felt really good to come back after all these years and really put a good effort forward.
Two-part quick question as we talk with late model driver Nick Panitsky. How did it feel to beat Steve Carlson by the slim margin of 15 points last year, and how badly did you want to beat him outright at Oktoberfest?
Well, I can tell you, I really, you know, not a lot of people believe me, but I really wanted to race. My biggest thing is that, you know, I learned how to drive Lacrosse Speedway and by watching Kevin Noodleman, and I always loved watching how he drove the track, and it was my first chance to really race with him. He was actually in another guy's car, and I didn't get that chance because it got rained out. But as far as the championship goes, I really wanted to run. I mean, I didn't want there to be, you know, any type of excuses or anything like that. You know, just. I just wanted to race. That's all I was there to do. All I was there to do all season. You know, I wanted a chance to showcase it and, you know, do it to everybody, including myself. So,
well, it looks like Nick.
It's a bummer. It got rained out, but honestly, I thought my team prepared a good race car, prepared to go win a championship, and then it got rained out. So the car just sat prepared to hopefully go win another one.
Well, as rumor has it, and the gentleman I talked to last weekend, looks like you're going to have a chance to run against both Steve Carlson and Kevin Noodleman this year. How long Kevin runs this year going to be determined on how he can get into the fields.
Yeah, Nick, we only got less than a minute here. Besides, you mentioned Gillette Pepsi. Is there anybody else helping you out sponsor-wise?
Yeah, I got a couple people on board this year, a couple more people, including Gillette Pepsi and Cooley Region Diesel Repair. I got Johnny Frog, Frog Racing. He's on board this year. He'll be down in Fitch helping us, and Rich Bolden. So I couldn't do it without all four of my great supporters, and I'm proud of the new partnerships.
Lonsdale, Minnesota's Nick Podinsky going to try to make it 2 years in a row, something that is very tough to do at the La Crosse Speedway. With that amount of drivers, we understand there could be almost 30 late models every night at the La Crosse Speedway this year, trying to take two straight championships. Nick, great run last year. It was great to get to know your wife and yourself and your father-in-law. We look forward to talking with you more this year at the La Crosse Speedway.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All righty, Nick Podinsky, watch for him to be the early contender as the season gets underway at the La Crosse Speedway. When we come back, we're going to talk more championships at the La Crosse Speedway. We're going to stay in the 5/8 mile as Randy Humphield joins us on 1460 WBOG.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Do you like coffee? I mean, really like coffee? The folks at Cool Beans in La Crosse invite you to experience the best cup around. You won't find coffee beans just sitting in 5-pound bags and stale half-empty coffee pots. Nope, Cool Beans features freshly brewed Kickapoo coffee. How about iced coffees, Americanos, lattes, and cold fruit smoothies? Lunch is served with fantastic sandwiches and baked goods, and Cool Beans now serves Pearl Street beer. Cool Beans, located at the corner of Lang Drive and La Crosse Street, they deliver.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesday's tacos are just a dollar. Wednesday's wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursday's burgers are just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon
with the best Bloody Marys in town.
Don't miss happy hour all day Friday and Sunday. Half-price drinks all day. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the loop, downtown Bangor.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back. Radio Man Dan Donker, Billy Knock Niles, and Paul Reichert, part of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report in 1460 WBOG. Kind of a championship tilt on the show today and next week as we're going to get all of our track champions from the La Crosse Speedway on the program and find out what they're doing in 2018. Sportsman champ last year. Some call him Hump Daddy Apples. What is it now? Awesome sauce. I got it right the first time. Randy Humphield is going to join us in the program. Won the sportsman division, 20 points over Bad Brad Worthen. Randall, how are you, friend?
Pretty good.
Are you ready for 2018?
Just about. Just sticking on a few stickers and we'll be ready.
Well, see, I like hearing that because I've talked to some Thunderstruck drivers at sports or at Smokers last weekend. They still have snow on their cars.
Yeah, some people some people just don't pull them out to like a week before the season starts or 2 weeks before the season starts. Change oil, change tires, and away they go. You know, late model sportsman drivers, they're in the shop like from like December,
yeah,
all the way up until day one. Randy, let's talk about 2017. Pretty much, you know, I wrote you off at the beginning of the year. My apologies. I thought you were rusty. I was wrong. My apologies to you. But kind of a tough season, a little back and forth there with Worthen. Bachman giving you some troubles. Pretty good run between all you guys.
Yeah, those were kind of the, I guess, the top three for the most part every week. It seemed like every one of us had trouble at least one night, if not two or multiple times. We're either involved in a wreck or sent to the back or had a part failure and had to pull in. But luckily, I only had the one night with the DNF. Otherwise, a couple times got sent to the back, involved in some cautions, but we were able to just keep plugging away pretty good finishes when we could finish.
Well, adding to the only one DNF there, you got to thank a good buddy of yours for getting you out there 1 week.
Yes, Rick Schimmerhorn. That was actually a surprise. They had offered me, his dad Jim offered me the car on Tuesday of that week, and I said I figured I could get this one back together, but finally on it was actually Friday, Thursday night I decided, but then Friday I went and got it and had to get the seat fitted a little bit and the pedals moved a little bit, but really didn't have a lot of stuff to change. And that's a very fast car to hop into. I thank them very much for that.
And Randy, you really had to overcome that night where you got wrecked, Brad got wrecked. It was, did you kind of worry you were going to lose the points lead when that happened? Or did you feel confident that maybe you could hold on and fend off Brad there going down the stretch?
Well, I guess when I first got that car for the night, I knew I was hopping into, you know, a car that was just as good as the one, you know, that I had been racing all year. So I had expected to, you know, be in the top three or top five. And then after Brad had his wreck, you know, it was starting to look a little better for me. And then I got involved with another car on the restart and got sent to the back. So then Brad and I were basically together and his car was damaged and mine wasn't. But and it was kind of a fight back through there and then got involved again in a spin. And so then I had to really take it easy because if you're involved in three cautions in a race, then they will park you. So I had to really be cautious for the rest of the night.
You know, you have to admit, though, that you would have rather have had the 2017 season start and then middle and then end like it did, where you weren't just walking away from the field or Brad Worthen was walking away from the field. Every single night was a struggle, and every single night was not a gimme.
No, that's true. I mean, when Brad and Steve and actually you throw in Oxborough and Hesselberg, when they were all, you know, on their game, I mean, you know, any one of those guys could win on any night. We were lucky to get four wins, and then Brad had four during the season and five, including a Great Northern race. But no, you really had to be on your game. You know, just a little slip up, you know, just a couple positions every night, they're tough to get back. So you tried to get everything you could every night.
20 points was the difference between you and Brad Worthen last year. It could have came down to Oktoberfest mathematically. I'm never really one to dive into those numbers, but did you feel confident that if we would have ran Oktoberfest that you would have just outright taken the championship?
I think as long as I would have stayed out of trouble, it's always a little bit of a wild card at Oktoberfest because we get a lot more cars starting that race. And if there was 25 or 28 cars starting that race, you know, it would just take something as simple as, you know, like what Brad had the first night, distributor rotor failing, and that could take you out of it. So you're always double checking everything, making sure everything's going to work, and really going, you know, going over everything two or three times to try to make sure you don't have anything come loose, or, you know, part failures are sometimes out of your control, but we tried to prepare the best we could.
All right, with 2017 in the mirror now, we look forward to 2018. You've talked about Bachman, you've talked about Worthen, you've mentioned Hesselberg, you've mentioned Oxborough. Thompson's got to be thrown in the mix there. You got a pretty decent group there that could take a win any night. How do you see, you know, now with the new rules, you can win two track championships in a row. How do you see 28 playing out in your mind? What are you looking at?
Well, I guess the thing to do is usually to come out swinging, just like last year. I wanted to come out and get fast time that first night and get the feature win. And
we'll call that in your face night, Niles.
Yeah, you want to make sure you get try to get the point lead right away and do the best you can to not give it up.
You know, and there are some different names I've heard kicked around that could be joining the sportsman class this year, so obviously the competition could get that much stronger. When you head into 2018, do you want to come out and win as much as you can right off the bat? I know because you're in your car this year, right? You're not in Nick's?
No, I will still be in Nick's car.
Okay.
And I am, you know, working on getting the other one done. I would like to do a little bit of traveling this year.
Sure.
Actually, my schedule is a little bit up in the air. I'm not exactly sure how the season's going to play out. A lot of times it comes down to how much help I have at the track every week. But we're going to show up when we can, and, you know, we'll see how the start of it goes, and you never know. But I don't know if I'm 100% committed to running the full season at this point.
I got to know, how much needling have you been getting from Troot?
It hasn't been a lot in the last 2 weeks, but before that, you know, They really want me to come down and run with their Great Northern Series a little bit.
You signed on the dotted line, man. I was so looking forward to you running that race at the Dells here a couple of weeks ago, and Mother Nature says, I don't think so. Oh, I was disappointed.
Yeah, that was kind of what we were looking forward to. You know, we wanted to be able to run, you know, both the Icebreaker and the Frostbuster. And it doesn't look, you know, like we'll obviously be able to do that. But,
you know, my biggest thing I wanted to see was Humfeld beat Trout. And then I was going to go to Facebook immediately for about 3 days. Yeah.
On his own track.
You would have melted Facebook for 3 straight days.
Randy, we only got a minute left here. Why don't you tell us who's helping you out in 2018 sponsor-wise?
I have Hanson Insurance Agency, Pedretti Crop Insurance, Five Star Telecom, Premier Coachworks, Clements Automotive, and
you're in the shop, dude. You should be able to see them all.
Yeah,
we'll pick up the rest of them that he doesn't get as he gets his number six machine re-stickered. 2017 is Sportsman Champion Randy Humfeld. Watch for him to contend right out of the chute here as the lacrosse season gets underway. Hump Daddy Awesome Sauce. Hey, Randy Humfeld, we greatly appreciate you joining us. Great friend of the program. And we will see you at lacrosse here in the next coming days.
All right, sounds good.
All righty, Randy Humfeld, part of the Team Dean segment here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our championship Saturday continues on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Dad, we want movies!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday Night Racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Do you like coffee? I mean, really like coffee? The folks at Cool Beans in La Crosse invite you to experience the best cup around. You won't find coffee beans just sitting in 5-pound bags and stale half-empty coffee pots. Nope, Cool Beans features freshly brewed Kickapoo coffee. How about iced coffees, Americanos, lattes, and cold fruit smoothies? Lunch is served with fantastic sandwiches and baked goods. And Cool Beans now serves Pearl Street beer. Cool Beans, located at the corner of Lang Drive and La Crosse Street, they deliver.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Short, fat, and ugly? Tall, dark, and handsome? You decide. Here's Dan and Doc on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. That's Google1460.com and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
That thing was rocking last week. Matter of fact, check your cell phones, folks, because there was a TuneIn app update that came through the Play Store.
Ooh.
And the connectivity, I understand, was a lot quicker.
Nice.
At least it was for me last week.
It's kind of nice to be, you know, closer than 45 seconds off.
Well, it's also got to be nice to be closer than, well, 7 points. That's what Matt Moore, our next guest, found himself in victory lane last year over Mike Peters when talking the minivan championship at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. And Matt Moore, was that a little bit too close to call for you to win the championship?
It definitely was. It came down to the last night, and I was glad on the last night that things worked in my favor, and I got to say that I won the championship, even though it was just the minivans.
All right, now take us all the way back. How long have you been racing at the La Crosse Speedway? Because you're one of our veteran drivers.
I started racing at La Crosse Speedway in 2005.
Okay, so take us back 15 years. If somebody, if Billy Doc Niles would have came over to you and said, hey, Matt Moore, we're going to start racing minivans in 15 years, what would your reaction have been?
I probably would have told him he was crazy.
Wait. You tell me that anyway.
Well, yeah, this is true. So what do you think? You were one of the first guys that I talked to when I knew we were going to race minivans, and you had that look in your face like, you got to be kidding me. And I'm thinking, wait, right. Matt Moore owns More for Less Auto in Tacoma. He's got to have an old minivan around someplace. You were the first one of the ones to register for that class.
Right. They're definitely the old wore-out minivans are pretty easy to come by. You know, I honestly only paid $250 for mine, and I guess it was a very good investment.
And you didn't even dent that thing last year, did you?
Not really, no.
Wow.
Had a few brake issues, but never got any dents.
You know what? One thing that impressed me was the initial numbers to have 8 to 10 minivans coming out of the gate was pretty impressive. Number one, what does it take to get a minivan prepared to race? Because let's face it, it's not your normal racing vehicle.
All right. All I did was took the seats out and on both of the windows and took the rear hatch off it. The only thing I'd recommend for anyone building one is don't take your passenger front seat out because you have to have something to hang on to.
Now, especially when you're dive bombing into turn one.
No, I noticed in like Mike Peters, he put some sort of almost a mini cage, like a loop or something around there. Is that something you would recommend also?
It's never a bad idea to be safe. I chose not to on the minivans because we're only going about 50, 55 miles an hour and there's a lot of vehicle around you, so I wasn't too worried about being safe if you were to tip one over or run into something because there is a lot of vehicle around you, and you're not driving any faster than you would be on the highway.
You know, Paul Riker and I had this conversation the very first year that we were going to run minivans, and the first thing, Paul, you told me is how are they going to stop from rolling over in the corners because you don't think about a minivan racing, period.
Yeah, you do wonder about that, how they're going to go through the turns. I mean, being such a large vehicle, I mean, not as large as school buses, but
top
still
heavy.
Large.
Top heavy. Yeah, how do you accommodate for the top heavy of that?
I don't know. All I can say is you definitely never got out there and had the feeling that it was a good handling vehicle. That's for sure.
Now, nice. Now you've seen, I would say we've had maybe 8 or 9 different styles of minivans come out there. Do you think that there's a better built minivan to race than, say, a Ford Astro van compared to
they're all better
a
Taunton
Chrysler? I mean, is there a different van you like to race?
I don't know. I targeted the one that I bought. I probably shouldn't even say this, but I will. I targeted the one that I bought because it was short wheelbase. You know, it's a foot and a half shorter than the full-size minivan. So I think that was an advantage as far as going through the corners a little better. Otherwise, you know, Mike Peters' Honda sure had a whole lot of power. So it was, that's why we battled so much, because he beat me going straight and I beat him around the corner. So it was usually a pretty dead heat.
You know, you talked about going through the corners. Do you have to take a different approach as compared to like your Hornet or Thunderstock? Because it just doesn't seem like it would corner like the normal race cars would.
You definitely have to slow down a little more than you would. You know, I'm sure the driving style is both the same. Once you get used to the track, it's almost like riding the bike. You can go around it in anything. But you definitely can't rotate through the corner as good.
Do you have to? No, I don't have the rules in front of me here. But I understand that if you're going to get into the minivan class, and, of course, you've been doing it the past 2 full years that we've done this, and I've recommended some people call you to go over what they should do. Is the rule book an inch thick for minivans, or does it weigh 15 pounds?
No, it's about an inch thick, if even that. It's basically the same rule book as the street stocks. Basically a stock car, one inch of camber allowed, all tires the same size. You know, you're just supposed to knock the windows out of them and bring them to the racetrack is what you're supposed to do.
Well, Andy, the little change.
Matt.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry about that. But I was going to say that I assume you are related to Adam and Andy, of course.
Yes, they are my cousins.
Okay. The success they've had in the Thunderstock class over the years, has that ever made you want to maybe move up into the Thunderstocks, or are you just fine where you are in the Hornets and the Street Stocks and the minivans?
I honestly used to race Thunderstocks. I actually was the 2000, it was either 2005 or 2006 Thunderstock Rookie of the Year. you know, the problem is Spence and the cars are hard to find, and when you can throw together a minivan or a street stock and have the same amount of fun for a quarter of the money, it seemed kind of redundant to keep pouring the money out to say you were racing something else.
Talk about some of the competition, Matt, because everybody that's ran a minivan has pretty much been on that quarter mile. They pretty much ran tracks like Toma. You had a couple of guys that ran maybe the Dells in the past. Does that make for better competition when you're racing against males and females that are on that quarter mile religiously?
Yeah, but it definitely makes for better races and more fun and competition when you're racing with experienced drivers, because they're less likely to cause wrecks, and or, you know, you get to race and they're not, you know, in your way, which I know sounds like a bad term, but that's why I was always the first one to try to give someone that's a little greener on the ears, you know, a little advice, because if they go faster, I can go faster.
Right.
Well, we only got here about a minute left. Talk about who's helping you out this year. I know you got More for Less Auto all over that vehicle. Anybody else sponsoring you this year?
I got to give a shout out to Shaw's Auto Salvage and Repair. They're outside of Valley Junction, but their address is Warren's. He's a big help to me, you know, with storage, and if you ever need any parts, he's got a salvage yard there, and he treats me right on the race and stuff. So I got to give him a shout out.
She did show up in the point standings last year. Is girlfriend Karina going to race minivans again this year?
I don't believe so.
What a baby. She got scared, didn't she?
She kind of got a little upset because she was lap traffic one night and I was in third place, and everybody went to go around her, and I decided I was going to try to push her past both of them, and that didn't work out very well. So.
I already knew the answer to this before I asked him, but I wanted him to give it the full explanation. And, Matt, we always want to thank you. Matt's going to be sponsoring the Race Report radio show three or four times throughout the racing season here. So, in advance, Matt, we greatly appreciate that, and we appreciate your support and trust in the program.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Well, you're welcome. You folks have a good day.
We will, and we will see you in a minivan sooner or later.
Yep, hopefully. I gotta get her dug out of the mud and the snow and whatever is in between between getting it to the blacktop and where it's at. So
that is Thomas Matt Moore. He will be running minivans again this year. Going to try to make it back-to-back championships at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. And when we come back, well, Paul Reichert's going to step up with the Burn and Rubber Race Report here on 1460 WBOG.
Do you like coffee? I mean, really like coffee? The folks at Cool Beans in La Crosse invite you to experience the best cup around. You won't find coffee beans just sitting in 5-pound bags and stale half-empty coffee pots. Nope, Cool Beans features freshly brewed Kickapoo coffee. How about iced coffees, Americanos, lattes, and cold fruit smoothies? Lunch is served with fantastic sandwiches and baked goods. And Cool Beans now serves Pearl Street beer. Cool Beans, located at the corner of Lang Drive and La Crosse Street, they deliver.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers are just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon
with the best Bloody Marys in town.
Don't miss happy hour all day Friday and Sunday. Half-price drinks all day. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Now back to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with the three stooges of short track racing.
Hi, race fans. Welcome back. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker, Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG along with Billy Doc Niles. You know, we are getting closer to a lot more racetracks opening up outside of this area, and we know one guy That covers them all.
More and more racetracks are starting to have their season openers, and there's one guy who can tell us all about it. That's our guy, PR Paul Reichert. Paul, what happened last
week? Yeah, unfortunately, Mother Nature's not playing nice still, so... But there are still some results out there to talk about. Friday, the All-Star Circuit of Champions had started their Pennsylvania swing last weekend at Williams Grove Speedway in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Posse member Lance DeWeese scored the victory. In fact, he won the very next night on Saturday night at Port Royal in Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, they lost the show on Sunday. USAC Midgets had a two-night show at Kokomo, Indiana. Tyler Courtney was the winner on Friday night. Unfortunately, Mother Nature didn't play nice on Saturday. U.S. Modified Touring Series was at Canyon Speedway in Peoria, Arizona for a two-night show. Johnny Scott was the victor on Friday night, and the Saturday night show went to Jake O'Neill. On Saturday, of course, a lot of tracks around here tried to open up, but Mother Nature didn't cooperate. Monster Energy Supercross survived the snowstorm. They were up at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis for the last round of the Triple Crown Series, similar to the Monster Energy Cup event.
You know, I watched people's video that were going to that event on Facebook last week. You talk about two different worlds because they were driving through a horrendous snowstorm, and indoors it was beautiful.
Yes, it was. Yes,
it was.
It's
like watching the Brewer game earlier this week.
Eli Tomac won the first moto. Marvin Muscain won the second moto. Jason Anderson took the third moto, and Eli Tomac scored the overall victory. The IMSA Weather Check Sports Car Championship Series. Much better weather here. They're out at Long Beach with the Indy cars. João Barbosa and Felipe Albuquerque were the victors in the prototype class. Lucas Oil Modifieds were at Tucson, Arizona. Second straight win to start the season for Taylor Minch. Zach Knowles won the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour race at the Watermelon Capital Speedway in Cordele, Georgia. That is the Watermelon Capital.
Watermelon?
Yes.
It was Watermelon Crawl.
NASCAR Canada Pro East Series ran at Bristol after the Xfinity race. Todd Gilliland scored the victory. Rough day, though, for Derek Krause. He ended up 24th. Past Southern Modified Tour was at Caraway Speedway down in Sophia, North Carolina. Twin features for them, Jeremy Gerstner and Tim Brown, the winners. Spears SRL Southwest Tour at Kern County Raceway Park in Bakersfield, California. Derek Thorne scored the victory. On Sunday, a lot of motorcycle action, actually. Overseas, the FIM World Superbike Championship was at Motorland Aragon in Alcanz, Spain. Motos won by Jonathan Reed and Chaz Davies. Moto America here in the States kicked off their season at Road Atlanta. Last year's champ Tony Elias swept the motos. And the SCCA Trans Am Series ran at Homestead. And one of the NASCAR Next drivers, Ernie Francis Jr., last year's champion, scored the victory. And that'll do it for this edition of the Bernie Rubber Race Report.
All right, thank you, Paul. When we come back, we'll throw a checkered flag on this week's edition of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
The white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans, to our little program that we've had on the air for 8 years now, award-winning. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report, 1460 WBOG. Guess what Dan gets to do on, I can't do it Saturday, May 26th, because we have races at the Speedway. But I get to do it Sunday, May 27th. Guess what I get to do?
What do you get to do?
I'm going to be announcing an off-road challenge at Champions Riverside Resort Bar and Grill near Galesville. Do you know who my co-host is?
I'm going to guess it's the guy who owns it, Gilbert Brown.
Well, no, he doesn't own it. There's a misconception there. Gilbert does not own Champions. He has a partnership with Lori Severson and Associates.
Oh, well, my apologies, Lori.
So, yeah, so you hear it's like me and it's Bill Niles. Well, it's going to be me and Gilbert Brown announcing his first ever Gilbert Brown's Off-Road Challenge, stock class, modified class, and open class, $2,000 payouts.
Ooh, this is
part of the North Central Tough Truck Association, and I talked to Gilbert last Wednesday. He already has drivers from Iowa and Missouri coming for this little game.
This is going to be spectacular. Tell me more about this. What's going on here?
Well, if you've been to Champions before, they have a field that they've been wanting to get a hold of for quite a while.
Let me look at this poster.
They've got the field, and it's going to be like when Paul was just talking about the motorcycle race up in Minnesota at whatever – what is that crumb hole that the Vikings play in? What is that place called?
U.S. Bank.
Yeah, was already right. Falling apart. Well, they're going to have a course that's going to be identical to that. It's going to have ramps. It's going to have nothing but dirt, and it's going to be a professional circuit course.
Hmm.
And Gilbert asked me, I mean, I'm up there emceeing Packer games and whatnot, and Gilbert sent me a text a couple weeks ago, said, hey, Dirty Dan, I'd like you to do this thing with me. One of the cool things is he and I knew I was going to forget the name right now. He coaches for Holman, and he's now coaching for UWL. His son played for Holman.
King?
No. We're talking football, not basketball.
Oh, Schmidt?
Not Eugene Robinson. No, he's the head coach.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How could I not remember the name?
I can't even think of it.
I'm sorry I don't follow Holman football and I live there.
Anyways, another Green Bay Packer is going to be up there with
Craig Newsom.
And Gilbert Brown are going to have a tough truck challenge. Two monster trucks side by side.
Them two are going to be in the monster trucks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they're
cool.
Also going to have one of those monster trucks, I think it's called the Shredder, is going to be not only participating in the race, but giving kids rides.
Oh, that'll be awesome. So that's the weekend of the 26th and the 27th.
Yep.
Look at that. $2,000 purse for the whole weekend.
Wow. In three different classes. That's not some bad change.
Get to the website and check that out. That looks like fun.
So, again, make your camping reservations today. Champions Riverside Resort, 608-582-2995. And I get to announce with Gilbert on that Sunday, and that's going to be a great time. I also found out what the VIP is going to be. You go to Rockfest. So
yes.
You know for a small chunk of change, you get a ticket, you get free bevies, you get free food, you get free everything.
You get free seat, yep.
You're going to have the same thing at Gilbert Brown's Off-Road Challenge. Listen to this program as we get closer. As a matter of fact, our other Magnum.media stations and KQEG-TV, we're going to have more information for you as that comes up. Talking about new things.
Oh.
Well, now look at this segue. Watch this segue.
Wow, you're good.
We were talking about Gilbert Brown. Let's talk about the Milwaukee Mile. Gilbert Brown used to own a stake in the Milwaukee Mile. He doesn't now, but Greg McCarns does.
Yes, he does, and he has brought something cool to the Milwaukee Mile. They are bringing street drags to the Milwaukee Mile. That is right. The street drags that you see at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway on Friday, once a month on Friday nights. The street drags that you see on Thursday nights down at Madison International Raceway, they're now bringing them to the Milwaukee Mile.
That's going to be something else. I've announced those since the very first street drag here. You did it for a year for me. Brian from The Rock did it for a couple years when I was doing go-karts and up at MTS. Man, this is going to be – I can't even imagine – I mean, the front – they do this at Madison on Thursday nights.
Yep.
Model it after ours at La Crosse. I want to see how they're going to do this on the front straightaway at the Milwaukee Mile.
Well, it's, from everything I've read, it's going to be pretty much identical to what they do at La Crosse and what they do at Madison. It's going to, you know, they're going to do the 300-foot straightaway there, and you got plenty of straightaway at Milwaukee
right
to
off
do
a
that.
Christmas tree.
Yep, and it's going to be awesome. I mean, and
what I think's interesting here is I look at the different classes compared to the ones we've done at La Crosse. They have a regular Corvette class.
Yep, and it's and they're
wow.
They're still going to have the shine and show, which is going to be cool. I don't know if they're going to be doing a burnout contest or not, where you'd have that at the Milwaukee Mile, but that shine and show, especially in the Milwaukee area, all the collectors they got over there, that's going to be cool to see.
The two classes, Paul Reichert, that stick out to me, a regular Corvette class, and how about an 80s performance from 80 to ooh. 89? I'm looking at some early Trans Ams and Camaros,
oh, yeah.
But oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some of them early 70s Boss Mustangs.
Tell you what, folks, the first one is going to be May 15th, June 19th, July 17th, August 21st, September 18th. $12 to get in, $15 a bracket, $15 for the Shine and Show. If you want more information, go to mkedrags.com. Again, that's mkedrags.com. Pits will open at 6, practice and grudge runs at 6:30. The brackets are at 7:30. We're going to have to get over there for at least one night of Milwaukee Miles Street Drags this year.
That I can't wait to see something like that. That's going to be awesome, especially on that big track.
I want to thank Randy Humfeld, Nick Panitsky, and Matt Moore for joining us on the program today. I want to thank Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Nels, myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker, and Jesse, our producer. Well, it's about time, fellas. We're going to get some racing underway tomorrow at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know you want the race fuel. Paul, I know you're ready for some burning rubber on the racetrack.
Oh, yes,
I'm
I
waiting
am.
For those concession windows to open.
Oh, yeah.
Rain down on me, Colonel Corn.
Shock me, you and food.
Oh, that's what I do at summer when I get that first concession hamburger. I don't care where it's from.
You know, we went 59 minutes without you mentioning food.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a broad or a hamburger or whatever with you, Dan.
Well, I have to start my girlish figure light because I'm going to attempt to put away two of those pretzels at the Joe Scheer Classic on
May
6th.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
They might have to carry you out of Madison.
I'm going to need El Losi to make me a new fan screen and shirt that has Mr. Whipple Part 2 on it.
You are not riding in the back of my truck on the way home.
Program brought to you by Big Bar Barbecue, Tomas Sports Speedway, Dean Sutherland and Security, fansarena.com, the Overtime Pub and Grill, and Cool Beans Coffee House on La Crosse. Got to get some of that Cool Beans Java in me. Want to thank Paul and Bill and what's that guy, Jesse? He's the one who's got all the buttons and stuff in front of him. We're putting together a great show. I'm Dan Dyker. You've been listening to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in Google 1460 WPOG.
The checkered flag is out. Another winning program. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG has been brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. Fansarena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Cool Beans Coffee House in La Crosse, Kickaboo Coffee, teas, baked goods, and more, La Crosse. Join us next week at the same time for the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.